So I'm going to talk to the group for just a moment, okay? So this is just what we call like just the first contact. It's like saying hello. So she's just getting to know my touch, how I'm going to make contact. I'm listening. I'm getting to know a little bit about what I have a sense of that may be happening here, okay? I'll share that with you later, but I have some sensations already of stuff that I feel, okay? All right. And I'm going to check in with you now. How is the touch for you?
It's fine.
Okay. And describe fine for me, because I don't know what that means. Like, what's that mean for you?
It's a little tentative.
Okay.
It's a little trembly.
Okay. Okay, good. That's both things. I feel a little tentative and a little trembly. Okay. Yeah. And how is that for you, that it's tentative and trembly?
It's fine.
That's fine? Okay. And would you prefer it to be different than that, or is that that's okay with you?
No, it's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Then I'm going to bring my hands back. Okay. And how do your feet feel being touched?
It's like they have a question mark, like, what's going on?
Okay. Yeah. So they have a question mark. What's going on? Yeah. Okay. And is that a question just today, or they've been asking that for a while?
I think they've been asking that for a while.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me, too. Like, that's been a question for a while. What's going on here? Yeah. And who wants to answer? Is there any place in your body that would like to answer that? If not, it's okay. I'm just checking.
No, general confusion.
Okay. So they're saying what's going on, and the rest of the body's going, yeah, what's going on? This is kind of general confusion. Not sure. Okay. All right, I'm going to come under your head and neck right now, okay? Okay. So it just goes like this. I'm going to just come under like this.
So when you do that, I feel some tingling in my calves.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that all through this, that when I scratch my head, you know, or rub my head, I feel tingling in my calves.
Okay. And is that tingling feel good to the calf? Does it feel like it's waking up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So let's just stay here for a moment. So, and as the tingling happens, what happens to that question mark?
There's a sort of a hopefulness, like, oh, wow, maybe I'll get some more sensation back.
Okay, yeah. Like, oh, it's hopeful. Maybe I'll get some more sensation back, yeah. And what sensation would it really like to have back?
All of it. I mean, you know, and feel like I could easily move everything.
Okay.
It would be wonderful.
Yeah, so the sensation of easily moving. Okay. And how's the head and neck feel with my hands here?
Fine.
Okay, good. And again, I'm going to just keep asking you to tell me what fine means.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My head feels a little heavy.
Yeah, okay.
And there's some tension in my neck.
Okay. So heaviness in the head.
Like is my head resting on the table? Because I feel like I have it off a little bit.
It's off the table. It's in my hands
now.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So just want to locate it. So can you feel that in my hands there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Yeah. It's off the table. Okay. I'm going to talk to the group for just a moment. Okay. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wanting to clarify that language. Fine. So when I hear heaviness in the neck and I hear, you know, in the head and, you know, tension in the neck, that gives a little more information. I actually can feel that, but I want her to be able to speak it so I can say it to her so she can know that's what's going on there. Because the habitual sometimes is to say fine. Okay? That's like the habit for a lot of us. How you doing? Fine. Okay, so when we go to somatic language, we want to just, I don't really know what that means for a lot of people when they say fine. I know what it means for me. And sometimes if I use my interpretation of it, I stop listening to them. Oh, they're fine. So this is where the hands are important. Okay, that's what makes me keep asking. Okay. And so the other, I'm just going to say one more thing, okay? Is that okay, or you want to talk? You talk, you go.
So there's a little wariness. I think it's what you said before about when you put some of your hands on someone's neck, you know, there's that, sort of, it's a good flag. Red flag goes up.
Okay, like, okay.
And I think it's because, you know, what you said, I mean, your head is so essential.
Yeah.
And your neck, there's a vulnerability about it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a red flag that went up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little bit of vulnerability that you started to feel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. 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 Good. All right. So that's important information. Again, I'm going to talk to the group for a moment. That's important. Something happened. I don't know exactly what that means yet, but okay. That's different information. Can you feel the energy difference? Yeah? Okay. Okay. How are you doing now that I brought my hands out?
Fine.
Just comes right out, doesn't it?
So now the silliness is going up to 10, right?
Okay, good. We're moving it up. How is the session? Fine.
Yeah.
How's everything? Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that there's still a wariness.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of look out, you know, be careful kind
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
It isn't coming from my head or my personality. It's very much physiological.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's physiological. It's coming from this place. It's this look out. And as you do it, I don't know where you were moving your head, neck. Look out.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So I want to come under this right shoulder. Is that okay with you? Okay. And I want to just do a little bit with the shoulder and the arm that maybe creates a little bit more space for you to look out. How's that sound to you?
Fine.
Okay. Here we go. Good. There we are. Yeah. I'm going to ask you something, but I think I already know the answer. Maybe.
No, it's fine. I don't.
I won't ask.
You're going to have a pain in the neck by the time you get out. I hope not.
No, not at all. No, it's great being
no,
with. That's great being
that,
with you.
This is something that. I've had a number of cranial sacral sessions recently, and this is something that seems similar to what they did in that session.
Okay, good. And how were those sessions for you?
They were great.
They were great. So we went from fine to great. Okay, good. Yeah, they were great. So good. I'm glad this is reminding you of those. Good. So I'm going to just do a little bit of a movement. I'm going to ask you to just take a nice, easy breath. Okay. And we're just going to offer this, just like, some space, that's all. Just, yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah, you could do it, just, yeah, see what the movement's like. And what are you noticing in the shoulder now?
It's very relaxed, and I don't feel that wariness so much.
Okay.
And the other shoulder is jealous.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be for a little while because I'm going to do just a little bit more over here. Okay. Okay. And I'm going to speak to the group again. So this is that first moment where the body starts to know the difference, okay? When we get habitualized, that place in your nervous system can't register that you're even tense anymore. You have some sense of it, but you don't really get to know it, okay? So it's like that old expression, you know, if you hold your face like that, it will stay like that. There's actually some truth to that in terms of that nerve center will actually think this is the way it's supposed to be, and it will kind of keep going there. So I kind of keep this differentiation because the body's now learning, oh, this is what it means to be relaxed. Oh, this is what it means to be whatever. How would you describe the left side?
Waiting.
Waiting. Okay, yeah. Okay. But I'm going to come under here one more time, okay? So I'm going to come under like this time, okay? All right, you okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to put just a gentle, like, thumb right on your neck here, just to this spot. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all I'm going to do is just, again, this idea of just creating some space here. How's that sound to you? Fine. You were going to say it, weren't you? I could hear it in my hands. Okay. Okay, so just give yourself a nice breath, just really nice and easy. Good. Here we go. And we're just going to just give this idea again, like there's space here. Yeah. Yeah. You're doing great. That's good. Yeah. And what are you noticing now?
There's a wakefulness, the curiosity. The body's like, what's going on?
Okay, yeah. So there's a wakefulness and there's a curiosity, and the question has a little bit of a different tone in it now.
Right.
What's going on, right?
Yeah. Not like, oh my God, what's going on, but like, oh, what's going on?
Okay, it's not like, oh my God, what's going on? It's like, oh, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you like that question in that tone?
It's much better.
That's much better for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to come underneath your lower back, okay? All right, I'm going to just come in real gentle, and if anything feels like it's too much, you tell me. I'll just take my hand right back out, okay? Because I'm going to be going to close to the area you'll be talking about.
Yeah, I don't have pain there.
Okay,
usually, so
okay.
Okay. I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to just come right to here, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And what are you noticing now in this lower back?
It's like an aha. It's feeling really supported.
Just feeling really supported. Aha. Yeah.
Because it feels like it's been working really hard, and someone said, you can just relax now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's an interesting phrase, right, when people tell us to relax, right, especially when an area hasn't even had a moment to be lax. You know, how do you relax if you just don't have that support to be lax? You know, yeah, yeah, good. There it goes, good. Yeah, what you notice then?
I'm feeling a little tingling in my bottoms of my feet a little bit.
Okay, good. Starting to feel some tingling there. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So just keep letting that soften. You're doing great. It's just, can you feel it softening there? It's just kind of softening to my hand, just so I want the group to know. It's just softening down to my hand. So as that softens, maybe we just open up a little space where the messages can get through here. Yeah. Tell me about the tingling still happening.
Yeah, a little.
A little. Okay, good, good. All right, and I'm just going to bring my hand out now, okay? We're going to just come out slowly. Good, good. There we go. Good. Okay. Yeah, you're doing great. You're really focusing there. What are you noticing?
My body really wants to heal. I really want to heal.
Okay. So I'm going to come under that area just a little down lower. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to just come right here now. Is that okay there? And I'm going to put another hand right on top of like your hip to the side. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Good. So I'm going to be right here. All right. So, and if it's okay with you, can you say those words a few more times? Like, I really want to heal.
I really want to heal.
Okay, good.
I really want to heal.
Yeah.
I really want to heal.
Yeah. And if the leg said it, how would the leg say it in terms of what that would mean for the leg wanting to heal?
I really want to feel.
That's the word I was hearing. I really want to feel. Yeah, so say that one a few times.
I really want to feel.
Yeah, I really want to feel. Okay, and I'm going to move my hands down your leg, okay? And you can just keep saying that one out loud if you'd like, or to yourself, whatever feels right for you. Yeah, good, there we go, good. We're just going to just, I really want to feel. I really want to feel. What are you noticing now?
An intention. Is, you know, things would like to get back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so noticing the intention to get back to normal, which means to feel. Yeah, that's a normal state for you to feel. How's the leg feel now compared to the left leg?
Well, it's the left leg, you know, that's the most compromised.
Yes.
So, it feels a little bit more sensation. This foot is still pretty numb.
Yeah, so. Okay. So a little more.
A little more sensation.
A little more sensation in the leg. The foot still feels numb. Okay, all right.
This leg feels pretty relaxed.
Pretty relaxed, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to move each leg just a little bit, and I want to have the group see what I'm doing, okay? So I'm going to direct them to look at that.
Okay.
You know, if they want to stand, they can stand. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. So I just want to show you. So there's just a little bit more movement here, okay?
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you did it with touch, you would really get it, okay? So there's just a little bit more movement, okay? And over here we have... Okay. I don't know if you can see it, and I don't want to push it anymore, but I'm just doing that so you can see. So all we did was just give it a little more space, a little more air, a little more, like, opportunity for flow to begin to happen, okay? All right. Can you feel that difference when I move your legs?
You mean between the two of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the difference like for you?
Well, this one's more alive than this one.
Okay. This one's more alive than this one. So if this one's alive, how would you describe this one?
Dead. No, not completely.
Okay, that's okay.
it's heavy. It's not enlivened.
It's heavy. It's not enlivened.
It's stuck.
Heavy, not in alignment, and stuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm doing it already. I didn't ask you. I'm going to just come and make contact with your right foot again, okay?
Yeah.
Because we're just going to come here just for a moment. Okay. And what are you noticing this time in my touch and in your foot?
It's a little firmer. It's a little steady. You don't have the tremble.
Yeah, I'm kind of through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not trembling like I was in the beginning. Okay. So it's a little firmer and a little steadier. Okay. And how's that for you to have it be firmer and steadier? Fine?
Fine. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And how's that for your foot to have a sense of firmness and steadiness?
Good.
That's good. Okay. What's good about it? Sorry, it's me.